Welcome to Maseches Erevin Perakei Mishnah Zayin Chapter 5 Mishnah 7. The Mishnah says, Misha Hayav, somebody was on Erev Shabbos on Friday, right before the onset of Shabbos, they were outside the city, says the Mishnah, B'Mizrach, and they were in the eastern side of the city. V'amar Levno, but they had said to their child earlier in the day before they left, Arev li B'marav, place an Erev for me on the western side of the city. Or the other way around, B'marav, he was coming from the western side of the city. V'amar Levon, he told his son earlier in the day, Arev li B'mizrach here, make my Erev extend my ability to walk on the eastern side of the city. If from the best spot that he is on at that point when the sun is setting and Shabbos is about to come in, there is 2,000 amos, but to get to the Erev that his son had placed on his behalf, there's more than 2,000 amos, then we consider the Tchum his house. He's allowed to walk to his house. And then he has 2,000 amos that he can walk from his house to anyway. Vaser leiruvo, and the area where his son placed the eruve tumin, since he can't get there at Ben Ashmasos when the sun is setting and Shabbos is coming in, therefore that's not considered his eruv. And he can go, we can assume that he can go to his house on Shabbos, and he, like we said before, he can walk 2,000 amos in each direction. Now says the Mishnah, what happens in a strange case? Leiruva alpai mama, from the spot he's standing at to walk to his Erev is 2,000 amos, ulebeso yosemikan, but further to his home. So for example, let's say the fellow is standing in one particular spot. He is, I don't know, in the east, on the eastern side. And to walk to his home, he has to walk 2,500 amos. To walk to the Erev, he has to walk 2,000 amos. So imagine for a triangle, you have a triangle, and the fellow is standing at the tip of the triangle. I'm going to send along a diagram of this, but he's standing at the tip of the triangle. To walk along the large side of the triangle, to walk to his home, that's more than 2,000 amos. To walk to the Erev is 2,000 amos, but then he could walk from the Erev to his home because that's 2,000 amos. So halacha is asur lebeso, he's not permitted to go to the tchum of his house because his house is outside of the tchum. Mutar leiruvo, but he is allowed to walk to the Eruv, and then he can walk from the Eruv to his own, because that's within 2,000 amos. Says the Mishnah another case. If a person placed his Eruv in one of the houses that are within 70 amos outside the city, it doesn't do anything, because even without the Eruv, he has 2,000 amos in each direction from the border of the city. And included in that 2,000 amos is this house. So therefore he didn't do anything by putting in his Eruv. If a person put the Eruv outside the Tchum, outside the city limits, a few ama achas, even one ama, masha niskaru mafsid, that which he gains in this direction, he loses in the opposite direction. So, for example, if let's say a person put the Eruv 1,000 amos to the east of the city, then he could walk from the eastern side of the city 2,000 amos, 1,000 amos to his Eruv plus another 2,000 amos. However, to the western side, he can only walk 1,000 amos. So it comes out that the 1,000 amos that he got on the eastern side, he lost on the western side. Wishing you a great day. Please make sure to look at the diagram. When you learn the Mishnah, it'll make much more sense. Have a wonderful, safe, happy, and healthy day.